The symphony's last performance will be next April. The professional symphony was started in 1913, but its current executive director, Dan Linson, says audiences have dwindled at a time when competition for local charitable donations and state grants has increased.
In a community of this size, there are a lot of other cultural things going on, and this isn't a reflection that the community does not, you know, is not culturally aligned or culturally supportive. It just means that this particular mode of art is not viable.
Green Bay is not alone in losing its symphony. Orchestras have shut down in places from Honolulu to Syracuse. San Francisco's prestigious opera is also closing. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.